B-Pod Studios.
This is Talkin' Rock. Talkin' Rock. Your backstage pass to some of your favorite rock artists. Here's your host, Meltdown.
As you saw in the title of this week's episode, it's Stephen Piercy. Formerly of Rat, the voice of Rats. Not exactly sure how this works anymore. It's weird how some of these 80s bands now, there's like two different bands. There's Jack Russell's Great White, and then there's Great White, who I saw a few weeks ago. And then there's two different versions of LA Guns. There's two different Rats, you know, the whole thing. So anyways, Stephen was great to talk to earlier this week. Once again, you can watch this episode at WRIF.com/meltdown. As I was connected with Stephen at his house, and we talked about a myriad of subjects, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Recent comments that Bobby Blotzer made about the guys from Motley Crue. I don't know if you saw that recently in the news, but he talked about how they pretty much mowed them down back in the 80s. So Stephen kind of gives his two cents about that as well. They've got this new box set coming out, which is just kick-ass. That comes out in the beginning of June, and it's all five albums, all re-released, and all sorts of bonus stuff in their guitar picks, posters, pictures. I mean, you name it. It's all up there on Stephen's website, which I got linked in the description of the show as well. In the meantime, let's talk with Stephen Piercy, formerly from Rat, the voice of Rats, whichever way it is, on Talkin' Rock. Yeah, Stephen, Detroit Rock City. I saw you last year with, was it last year or the year before, with Tom Kiefer. And man, that, boy, you and your band sounded awesome.
Really,
yeah, really good.
Yeah, thank you. It's getting tighter and tighter. There's one thing about me doing my solo, besides there not being a Rat, right? You know, I get to play anything from the catalog. There's no problems with picking songs, the set list, and, you know, I can play a Zep tune, a Priest song. So I'm having a good time out there.
Yeah, that's
And we just got Will Hunt, a new drummer. Stepping in. He's from Evanescence, that band.
You were here with Slaughter last year. That's right. And so Will was there too. Or no, was Will there? Now I can't remember. Anyhow,
I think so.
Great show, boy. The band sounded good. That's funny you mentioned that. So when you were with Rat, was there ever a problem picking the songs?
Every fucking day, you know that. That was not the highlight of each evening, because even though we had a set, we actually didn't like playing the same set every night, you know. So we would do a song here, a song there. But like I say, with my solo band, I mean, even early I'm doing this interview, the guy's talking about giving yourself away. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to be putting that song in the set now, you know. That wonderful ballad that we never gave you.
Yeah, that's right. No ballads, that's for sure. By the way, don't be jealous. I'm here in Detroit. I know you were down in the Bahamas or wherever, the Caribbean, or wherever you were with Monsters of Rock. How'd that go?
That was great. That was, you know, I've done them before, but this was by far a better experience. I played the theater indoors and I did the outdoor gig, and there was no rain out. Some bands got rained out, which would suck. I mean, you're there to play and you get rained out, you know, but it was a great event.
Yeah, that's a perfect time for me to take vacation down there. I should think about doing that one of these days. Was my friend Harlan Henriksen on the ship with you guys?
You know, who's Harlan? Sounds familiar.
All right, never mind. I thought he was with the Monsters of Rock. But anyways, let's talk about this Rat record here. You got Rat's classic albums compiled in the Atlantic years. Now, I need a new one because this is mine from 40 years ago. I think my animals may have gotten to it here and there, but that's from when I was a kid. But tell us about this box set release.
Well, I'm excited about it. I don't think the label knew it was the 40th year anniversary, you know, from the EP, which I'll end up giving you later in the year on vinyl, of course, limited. But I didn't think they even knew it was 40 years. It's like, fucking 40 years later, you know, whoa. It will be for the seller. 40 years, but it's great. And I keep saying, you know, it's probably the only Rat reunion you're going to get this year, is because everybody had something to do with this box set. I don't know why, you know, giving them photos and this and a pics and that, you know, so it's kind of funny, you know.
So everybody did get involved in this then, eh?
Yeah, they did. Yep. And I got, I did Robin's share, you know, I stepped up for Robin, of course.
Yeah. Was it, I was going to say, was it like herding cats?
Close. Yeah. Everybody kind of, and then, you know, I'm looking at the final thing going, well, I know where that came from, or I know where this came from. So it's funny and ironic at the same time, you know, but it's amazing. I mean, this thing's got this amazing poster, pick, passes. It's got a Nobody Rides for Free vinyl single LP. So we gave you everything but the kitchen sink, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, Nobody Rides for Free. That was a Point Break, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Correct. Correct. Yeah. Cantor. Steve Cantor and Rat. Yeah.
No, this box set looks amazing. And of course, the five records, if you had to pick one record out of there to kind of epitomize what Rat was all about in the day, could you do that?
Sure. Out of the Cellar.
Out of the Cellar. Okay.
I mean, you know, the band was together, the original guys, probably about a year, you know, before we got signed. And besides being one of the last bands in Hollywood to be signed, go figure, we're selling everything out. And we sold 80 to 100,000 EPs. And but once we got our foot in that door, believe me, it was like, well, if Atlantic is good enough for Led Zeppelin and the Stones, it's good enough for Rat. And I think we're going to be very happy. So we were for a while.
Yeah. So this is coming out on Rhino Records, if I'm not mistaken, right? Does Atlantic? Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. Atlantic BMG.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I got you. All right. Yeah. And so you got the five records. And like you mentioned, all the stuff, the five studio albums. This is like the perfect gift for anybody who's a gigantic Rat fan. And it's funny you mentioned 40 years, because I think I've told you about this before, but I can't recall. Round and Round was the first video I ever remember seeing on TV.
Oh, my God. That's funny. We actually, Chrissy and myself, we were on the ship. They had this rock station going on 24/7, right? It was a loop. And they had bands from the 80s. Like, where the fuck did they come from? And they're probably getting played more now than they did then. Fortunately and unfortunately, they got the timing ass backwards. But they were showing MTV when it first fucking started. Like, literally. The first video, which is
video, you know, Radio Star.
Exactly. The second one is
I don't know.
Pat Benatar.
Okay.
And so here we're watching this thing, and it's kind of ironic because you know, it would end up being so important for everybody in the 80s. I mean, it became old standard around 86, 87. You know, we got to make a video and whoop-de-doo. Well, back then, it was like brand new. It was like, whoa, 1984 for us. It was like, what? We got to act now? We only got to become actors. Okay, let's trip out on this shit, you know. But it was funny to see that whole incarnation of MTV. And it did play an important role for a lot of us 80s artists, early 80s artists, so to speak.
Yeah, because it's kind of funny because we're almost kind of in the same era as we were before. So you got the videos. Now bands are continuing to make videos again. And you got like the Rip and the Hip Parader, but it's online sources now, it seems like, huh?
Sure. And yeah, I know both. Yeah, right. And it's kind of 360, but with the new technology, so to speak. But you know, there's nothing like that good old rags, rock rags back in the day. Right. Japan had it down, man. Everything was all glossy and perfect, but it was important too. All those magazines, Faces, Hip Raider, Circus, the Rip, you name them. They were important.
Yeah, Metal Edge cream, stuff like that.
Exactly. Metal Edge cream. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was a kid, and it's like, did you ever do interviews with those back in the day and then see them like a month later and they like, you know, took something you said out of context or whatever the case was?
Yeah. Well, of course, you know. Or you would put your foot in your mouth. Yeah, of course, you know. Yeah, yeah.
Well, even nowadays, Bobby came out and said recently that Rat crushed Motley Crue. When you see that, do you think to yourself, what do you, do you agree with them? Do you say, just stop?
You said exactly what I thought. What are you saying? Bob tends to be a little outspoken, and he hasn't been doing interviews, I don't think. But there are a couple things I can't agree with him on. You know, I mean, we had no competition. I mean, fuck, man, nobody crushed nobody. And as far as I'm concerned, or I can speak for Robin too, we didn't give a shit about anybody. We were doing our thing, and that's what we were doing, and just go fuck off. But, you know, and Bo Hill, I talk to Bo, our producer, all the time. So unfortunately, he spoke for everybody, and that's not true, you know. So that's where that is. And a reunion, you know, I wish him luck. Because it ain't going to happen. And I don't think it's even plausible or even possible. It's just, wow. You know, I've tried, and you know, I'm not going to, you know, put out anything to give anybody any hope. Not that they would give a shit, but I mean, I would love to see the band do another record with Bo Hill, you know, but then on the same token, there's no Robin. So what's the fucking point? You know, he was a very important part of this band, you know, in every element. And, you know, I know for a fact he'd be kicking some ass right now about some other things. But, you know, without Robin, it's just, I just don't see it. We stuck around long enough. You know, maybe that was just our term, that box set. And that's what I love about this box set. That's the real shit. You know, it's the five original guys. We did our best on those five records, and we're happy. They keep giving us platinum albums, and I ain't fucking complaining. You know, I think it's a good day in paradise.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And plus, like you kind of alluded to before, it's like you seem to be just fine on your own, doing your own thing.
Oh, yeah. And I have, the voice of whatever. Look, I started the band. I wrote songs, co-wrote the songs. And so I just see it as like I'm a different type of guy than my own band. I think Bobby is close. That he wants to go out and play and we're rat and that's fucking way cool. But it's very volatile. It's very dangerous ground. We might be just creating this another implosion, and I don't think that would be good for anybody.
I got you. Especially at this time of your life and this time of your career and that. You just mentioned way cool. When I told my listeners today I was gonna be talking to you, one of them said, who is Way Cool Jr. about? They want to know the specific answer. Is it about anybody?
No, it's just about a Way Cool guy. There is a little trivia in that when the video was being made, they didn't even want the band around because there were so many girls. So they were like, keep them away. And, you know, we kind of sketched it to be about this just a cool guy, a cool cat, So that's where that lies. That song came up earlier in an interview. I love that song. That's Warren, you know, maturing as a guitarist, you know, and, you know, when he's like whipping out Dirty Job and Way Cool Junior, that's something that I think only Rat could do, that kind of style of music per se. I don't know what kind of style of music it is, you know, whatever you call it, but good song still goes over very well.
Yeah, I was gonna say it was it's a touch scatty, isn't it? Once I'm not a songwriter, but once you kind of put it like that.
Yeah, of course, sure. And it's loose, you know, it's a loosely tight song, you know, it's got a great groove. You know, that's something I learned from Zeppelin and, you know, listening to them so much, the diversity, you know, ebb and flow and not just bam, 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 you know, take a break, you know. Is there something else? Oh, yeah, we got this, another side of us. And that's one thing special about the band is we did, only we could have done those kinds of songs and gotten away with it. I don't think, no put down on Motley, but I don't think you'd get a Way Cool out of a Motley or a Wasp or, you know, any other front runners from the 80s strip, you know? So yeah. I'll take that.
It's funny you mentioned Wasp, because while I was waiting for you to get on the call here, Blackie just posted about all sorts of dates. Have you seen Blackie tour?
No, I just played with Chris Holmes, Mean Man, there on the ship, and that was cool. But no, I'd like to see it. You know, I still dig that band. You know, we used to hang a lot too back in the day in the strip days. It just wasn't the Gladiators, you know, Motley and Rat. I mean, Blackie and Chris, I mean, we all hung out, you know, together. So yeah. No, I love to. They're doing great, and that's good. It just shows you the sign of the times, you know, how important the 80s scene was. You know, it just wasn't a flash in the pan. Nobody killed, you know, hair metal or whatever you want to fucking call it. I don't care. If it pays the bills, you know. You know, I'm getting that.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, no, that Wasp show last year I saw in the fall, and it was fantastic for anybody that gets a chance to go out and see that. You know, someone also said the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was just, they just talked about their nominees the other day. And it's like, you know, Kate Bush, it's like, I grew up in the 80s. I don't even remember Kate Bush. I don't even know who that is. And it's like, you know.
Kate Bush, yeah, I know. Yes, Kate Bush. You know what? It's all politics, man. And that's way fucking, that's the worst thing about the Hall of Fame. It's like, well, how many times, sorry, Dave Grohl, but how many times can Dave be the ambassador or the awarded for? I mean, there's so many musicians from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and not just, you know, they don't give a shit about us 80s groups at all. The Hollywood say they don't give a shit. You're not going to see Motley up there anytime soon or Rat. We're lucky enough to see what Van Halen get in. Scorpions, are they in? Priest?
No, Priest.
Miles. Dude, that was a milestone having Judas Priest in it. They had to break. They didn't have a choice.
Well, you know, I thought they kind of gave them like a participation trophy. Are they? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
That's fucking, you hit it right on the head right there. Totally. They had to. I mean, it's overwhelming. It's like, you know, you've given everybody else this award, and even guys in the band. It's like the Police have one, and then Stink has one. And then, you know, it's like, break it down. The group or the guy? What is this? Does he need two of them? You know?
It is weird you say that because No, Ozzy doesn't. Ozzy's not in it by himself.
And that's, well, at least Sabbath is in there.
Right.
Inevitably, they have to, you know, throw us a bone. I mean, we made, you know, our genre of music in the 80s made billions of dollars for the music industry. Billions. And what do we get for it? Oh, it ain't cool. You know, you're not cheesy enough or cheeky enough or whatever the fuck, you know. It's like, well, fuck you. I have awards in my office that mean more to me than having a Grammy or something, because it's from the hardcore fans. It's from the heart. It's not a political, hey, fill out this ballot and we'll change it on the day. Kind of like the presidency. Yeah. Yeah. That mess, yeah. But that's politics, we say. That's another thing about rap. We always stayed out of politics and religion. And thank you.
And you're welcome. Well, the box set comes out, the Atlantic Years, that's coming up on June 9th, and it's got all five of the records. And like you said before, the singles, the tours, it's got so much stuff here. Posters, I could just go.
Yeah, it's got the pick, a tour book. I don't even know what's in it. I just look at it. I'm expecting it any day. I just want to hold it. Okay, this is cool.
Oh, yeah. No. Seen the final product yet?
No. We helped obviously put it together, and the art directing I did. But soon enough. Matter of fact, I might have to make a phone call right after this.
All right, tell him your friend Meltdown in Detroit at WRIF wants one. So, anyways. Steven, thank you so much, man.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm out on the road with my 1980 Sunset Strip experience the next year or two. Then we'll see what happens. Other stuff going down that are going to be way cool. People will dig. I'm embracing this and taking it to where it should be. I'm out on the road. You can go to official stevenpiercy.com, see the dates. Way cool stuff there, kids. But the box set, get it. It's way cool. And there's, you know, this is actually the first time we've really ever put out a box set like this. You know, we've had greatest hits, this set, that. But this is pretty much as our banner, you know, the rat, the five of us on that five records, you know.
Yeah, this is the collection you want. And by the way, I got to give props to whoever takes care of your website, because there's a lot of bands out there that don't take care of their website. Like yours is actually pretty decent.
Yeah, well, that's Christy doing what she does. She works pretty aggressively, and it's nice to have a partner in business also, you know. And yeah, well, thank you so much. I'll tell her. She'll love that.
Steven, thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Keep in touch.
Steven Piercy, formerly from Rat, the voice of Rat, the founder of Rat. There you have it on Talkin' Rock. Always good to talk with Steven. Met him last year. That I remember after I talked to him about this concert. Him and his band opened up for Slaughter last year here at a show in Detroit. And really nice just talking to him backstage. I've met him a few times before in the past. I think the first time I actually met Steven was when he played with Arcade. Remember that band with Fred Curry from Cinderella? That was right at the start of the grunge era. And so that band never really got off the ground. But Rat, along with Cinderella, one of my favorite 80s rock bands, no question about it. Might have to snag this box set for sure. Like I said, all the info in the description. You can watch this interview as well at WRIF.com/Meltdown. Thank you so much for listening to Talkin' Rock.
Thank you for listening to Talkin' Rock with Meltdown. You can help this podcast grow by giving it a 5-star rating and writing a review on Apple and iTunes. Plus, feel free to subscribe and share it with your friends. Until next time, thanks for listening to Talkin' Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.